Chapter 6, Effects of Alcohol and Drugs on the Driver. Chapter 6 contains four sections: Effect on Driver's Judgment, Motor Skills, Reaction Times, Coordination, and Vision. Category of Drugs and How They Affect Driving. When does impairment begin, and ways to avoid driving impaired? Section 6.1, Effect on Driver's Judgment, Motor Skills, Reaction Times, Coordination, and Vision. The worst short-term effect is, of course, the fact that you are unable to control your vehicle. The liver is the body's filter for many toxins, including most types of drugs or poisons. This process takes time, as the blood must circulate throughout the body and liver, and while this is happening, all of the organs in the body are being affected. This includes all of the organs that one needs to drive: eyes, heart, muscles, and the brain. Alcohol is not just a poison. It is a drug in several ways other than just being a depressant. It is a painkiller. This is actually why our speech is affected when we drink. We are putting a painkiller into our mouth, numbing it. Slurred speech occurs, and we sound like a moron. I'm not too drives to drink. We aren't morons, but when we get behind the wheel in that situation, it's questionable. Another aspect of alcohol in the body is that it is a muscle relaxant. The brain has been slowed down and reaction time has suffered, and now we find that muscles are also being relaxed. This is a recipe for disaster. Muscles not responding to a signal that is coming out of the brain, later than it should, with an oncoming driver barreling down the roadway, is often deadly. The reason that a person might make a choice to try to drive at this time is because of the diminished judgment they are experiencing. Judgment is affected because that center is located in the prefrontal lobe of the brain, and that is one of the first areas affected by alcohol. By not realizing how impaired they were because of the judgment being depressed, the person did not know how dangerous they were. This parallels the pattern that occurs with a person's inhibition. Inhibitions hold you back, allowing you to do or not do certain things that you normally would not do, like driving a car while impaired. This, of course, is why it is so dangerous to drink and drive, but there are long-term effects on the body as well. If you choose to drive while drinking or taking drugs, you can kill yourself and not be around to feel the long-term effects. Alcohol is involved in about 40% of the traffic crashes in which someone is killed. If you drink alcohol, even a little, you are at risk. Drivers who have been drinking are much more likely to be involved in a crash than those who have not, even those with a lot of experience. So the new drivers who are still learning to drive are at an even higher risk. Most of the people taking this course are younger, new drivers, higher risk drivers, even without alcohol. Introduce alcohol into this equation and the situation is even more dangerous. Anything that you add into your body that has an effect on your ability to drive by any method, injecting, drinking, smoking, or inhaling, can result in a DUI. That's right, the dentist that legally gave you nitrous oxide in the office during your visit does not get the DUI. If you leave and drive your vehicle, you do. Can you afford to take the chance? Although alcohol may be the most common drug abused by motorists, there are many other drugs that can affect your ability to drive safely. One example is narcotics, which includes morphine, heroin, and even over-the-counter medications, especially cough syrups with codeine. A single dose of this kind of drug will affect your reaction time and your vision and can make you drowsy and unable to concentrate. Stimulants like cocaine and amphetamines affect your perception, your mood, and your attention span and can make you overconfident and more likely to take risks behind the wheel. They can also make you irritable and easily startled, causing you to make sudden, unpredictable maneuvers. Hallucinogens like marijuana and LSD affect your judgment and distort your perceptions. There are many prescription drugs that make driving dangerous. Antidepressants often have a sedative effect that greatly decreases your alertness and reaction time. Tranquilizers like Valium affect your judgment, vision, and hand-eye coordination. Even over-the-counter medications, many cold medicines, allergy medicines, and motion sickness drugs can cause drowsiness, decreased attention span, and lower reaction time. The first thing to be affected by alcohol is your judgment. When you drink, both your thinking and your reasoning become impaired. You can tell just by the fact that once you have one drink, you're more likely to have another and then another. You become less likely to consider the consequences of your actions. You underestimate the risks of being on the road and overestimate your ability to tolerate alcohol. When your judgment is affected, you're less likely to compensate for your other losses, vision and reaction time, by driving more carefully than usual. So the fact that you're judging the situation from an impaired mindset leads one to make a decision that could be dangerous, as you then make the impaired decision to get behind the wheel. The choice to get behind the wheel in this case was affected by alcohol, and the consequences were not considered. After your judgment, the next thing alcohol affects is your reaction time. You become physically slower and less alert. It takes you longer to hit the brake, but because your judgment is impaired, you're not likely to increase your following distance in order to compensate. You process information slower, which affects your perception of traffic situations. So as you drive down the street while under the influence of alcohol, or drugs that affect reaction time, as any depressant will, you're less likely to react to the car backing out of the driveway, or the light changing to red, or the guy on the bike falling off of the curb in front of you. So you hit the car coming out of the driveway, or run the red light, or run over the guy that fell down in front of you. Forget about passing a slower moving vehicle. It can't be done while impaired. You cannot judge the speed of the other car, nor can you properly gauge the distance that you need to travel while passing. Then to factor in the speed, whoa, it cannot be done. The reaction time aspect combined with the judgment would be bad enough to make this a potentially dangerous situation, but the other major factor involved here is the fact that you cannot see properly while trying to perform all of the other tasks required to safely operate your motor vehicle. Some people that are of drinking age have tried this experiment at home. Sign your name as you normally would prior to having any drinks and put the paper away. Then after each drink, sign again on a new piece of paper and put that paper away. Look at the papers the next day and you will be amazed at how badly and just how quickly your writing skills deteriorated. You cannot look at the signatures at the time of the experiment because of the impaired state of the person. This is a simple, safe way to show the loss of motor skills. Hand-eye coordination is a must for writing, and on a much grander scale, driving. Most of the people that have performed this experiment thought they could write just fine. These same people also would have thought that they could drive just fine too, but it was the loss of judgment that led them to believe this, because as we know, they would not have been able to. Finally, alcohol affects your vision. It relaxes the muscles that focus and move your eyes, causing your vision to become distorted. Your perception of distance is affected. You have a hard time judging how close you are to other vehicles, road signs, or traffic signals. Your pupils take longer to adjust to changes in light, so you're more vulnerable to being blinded by the glare of headlights. Your eye muscles may even relax to the point that you can't focus, and your vision becomes fuzzy and you see a double image. Alcohol also affects peripheral vision, or the area around your eyes but not directly in front of you. This is how we perceive lights, shadow, and motion. Peripheral vision area is needed when driving. As we go down the road, the guy on the bike might be beside the road prior to pulling in front of you, but with a diminished field of vision, combined with a lack of reaction time, the result could be tragic. Either of the two affected areas alone could have been a problem, but when combined, well, now it is potentially deadly. When you drink, your bad driving habits become more pronounced. Imagine yourself on the road after having one drink. If a person runs out in front of your car, can you stop in time? After one drink, your motor skills have been affected. Your ability to think and see has clearly diminished. After two or three drinks, your decision-making skills are seriously hampered. Your attention span decreases, and you take longer to think and longer to react. What if a child chases a ball out into the street? Will you be able to react and stop in time? How alcohol and drugs affect driving. Alcohol, including beer, wine, whiskey, gin, rum, vodka, tequila, etc. Dulls judgment and concentration. Slows releases and reaction time. Leads to multiple, blurred, and restricted side and night vision. Hinders muscle control and coordination. Exaggerates emotions. Increases drowsiness. Alcohol plus marijuana. Any alcoholic beverage and pot, hash, or THC. In addition to the effects of alcohol, dulls concentration and reasoning abilities, slows reaction time, leads to multiple vision and slowed glare recovery time, hinders muscle control, coordination, maneuvering ability, and ability to recognize traffic signals, affects short-term memory and tracking ability, increases distraction and drowsiness. Alcohol plus antihistamines, any alcoholic beverage and cold remedies such as Sudafed, Coricidin. In addition to the effects of alcohol, dulls judgment and concentration, slows reaction time, leads to reduced vision, hinders coordination, increases drowsiness, confusion, and anxiety. Alcohol plus tranquilizers, any alcoholic beverage and sleep medication such as Valium, Librium, Seconal, etc. In addition to the effects of alcohol, dulls judgment and concentration, slows reflexes and reaction time, leads to multiple blurred and restricted side and night vision, hinders coordination and motor skills, increases drowsiness. Field sobriety checks. The police look for telltale signs that you are driving impaired. They know an impaired driver's motor skills, reaction time, coordination, judgment, and vision are affected when you drink or take drugs. The first thing a police officer looks for in an impaired driver is weaving within the lane, not lane to lane. A person who is impaired will be weaving within the lane, driving too slow, or stopping too far from the stop sign. On a cold night, they might have their window down because the alcohol makes them hot. Another sign might be a person vomiting outside their car. When they pull you over, they will ask you questions. They're looking at your eyes. The eyes will be pinpointed, dilated, watery, and glazed. They're monitoring your speech. You tend to repeat things when you're drinking. Your odor, they can smell alcohol on you. What they're really doing is checking you out. They ask you questions. Have you had anything to drink tonight? How many drinks did you have? Where are you coming from? They ask you to step out of the car and do these simple tasks, which is not so simple if you're impaired. They may ask you to recite the alphabet without singing. Try reciting the ABCs without singing it. You can't. You've been brainwashed your entire life to sing the ABCs. They may ask you to count backwards from 80 to 60. People have a tendency to get stuck on a number if they're impaired. An hour later in the police car, they're still counting. Close your eyes and stand on one leg while holding the other leg 8 to 10 inches off the ground. This is very hard to do, even if you're not drinking. Close your eyes and touch your index finger to your nose. If you're impaired, you miss it and hit yourself all over your face. They will give you instructions that are hard to comprehend when you're impaired. They'll say, walk 10 steps forward and 5 steps to the left. Impaired people walk 5 forward and 3 to the right. Sometimes they will ask you questions to see how you answer them. Is Mickey Mouse a cat or a dog?